Although I'm ready for winter to end, I'm always a little awestruck when we get a nice snowfall. It's incredible the beauty and the peacefulness right after a snowfall. It's radiating the glory of the Creator God right before my eyes. Today in our gospel, the Transfiguration that we hear about is a monumental event in salvation history. Now, 6 days earlier, Peter had the courage to proclaim, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," in response to Jesus' question to the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And today, in validation of that statement, Jesus leads Peter, James, and John up the mountain. And when they get to the top, they encounter Moses and Elijah, prophets from the Old Testament. And then God comes in a cloud and speaks, reminiscent of what we hear in Exodus, God traveling with the Israelites. It's reminding us and telling us that indeed Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Jesus is transfigured in beautiful glory. And they understand that he is the Son of God, fully human and fully divine. And of course, the disciples are terrified by all this. And then for us, indeed, knowing that God walks with us, everything, everywhere we go, everything we do, 24/7, God is present around us. It is a little overwhelming and terrifying. It's much cleaner to say God is up in the heavens or God is on the mountain. Or we might even say, well, yeah, God is in the church building. But then the rest of our lives out there in the world are separate. It's very tidy, very clean. Doesn't demand much of us. But in Jesus, humanity is brought into a very personal relationship with a God that walks with us. God comes off the mountain and into the very fabric of our existence. But at the same time, I think we're taken full circle back to the beginning of Genesis on the sixth day when God is done creating and God says it is very good. It is very good. It reminds us of some very basic theology that indeed God's creation is good and that people are inherently good. But if you're like me, some days it's hard to grasp that. It seems like every day lately I drive by a post office, a school, or an office building and the American flag is at half mast. A sad reminder of the escalating violence that's occurring in our country and countries around the world. It's a reminder that the status quo is not working. And as people of faith that walk with God, we are called to wrestle and struggle with this issue and come to the table to bring solutions. We do have a lot to offer the world, hope, encouragement, love, and guidance that's based in the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not here to tell you what the solution is, because I'm not quite sure what it is. It's a very complex issue. But I am sure that change is needed, and the gospel of Jesus can be our guiding light. I think our first step is found in our gospel today. We hear, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Listen to him." We need to listen to Jesus. We need to listen to Jesus, though, in those affected by this violence. The youth. I see such a beautiful thing happening. They're speaking out. They have passion. They have energy. They're fearful, but they want to be heard. And we need to listen to them. We need to hear them. They have a lot to say and teach us. We also listen to the parents and the teachers and other adults that are affected by this violence. They have experienced a terror we can only imagine. We listen to Jesus and those we agree with, but I think more importantly, we listen to Jesus and those we do not agree with, so that we can enter into meaningful dialogue, to find answers and develop solutions. We listen to Jesus in the scripture to hear what Jesus says to us. We listen to Jesus in our prayer, in our inner self. What is Jesus saying to us? We listen to Jesus in the teaching of the bishops on violence. I urge you to go to the United States Bishops' website and read what they say about this situation. Listen most intimately to Jesus in the Eucharist. We allow the voice of Jesus to move our hearts, to work for change and transformation. The road of discipleship isn't easy. Jesus never claims that. Matter of fact, he tells us it will be hard. It calls us to struggle and wrestle with hard issues, to open our hearts to listen to Jesus, and to be open to the fact that we don't know it all. In the end, our response must conform to the heart and mind of Jesus. Pope Francis on the World Day of Peace said that every one of us is called to make compassion, love, mercy, and solidarity a true way of life, a rule of conduct in our relationships with one another. I think Jesus said it very simply and beautifully. Blessed are the peacemakers.